From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. voters go to the polls today to elect a new president. The winner will either be Democrat Hillary Clinton or Republican Donald Trump, but some of the electorate seemed at times uncomfortable with both candidates.
It's not about this year who you're voting for. It's almost about who you're voting against.
I voted for Hillary Clinton primarily because when I look at Donald Trump, I think that as a leader, he doesn't demonstrate some necessary personality traits.
Voted proudly for Donald Trump as president of the United States. As much as for what he does as for what Hillary Clinton doesn't do.
Voting is still going on over large parts of the country, but polling places are closing hour by hour. Of the states where voting has ended, networks are projecting Republican Donald Trump to be the winner in the reliably Republican states of Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, Alabama, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Missouri, and South Carolina. They say when all the votes are counted, Hillary Clinton will come out on top in Vermont, Rhode Island, and Illinois. It is still too early to call the contest in several key states, Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, New Hampshire, and Pennsylvania. Pre-election day surveys gave Clinton a 2-to-3-point lead over Trump nationwide. Republicans held on to key Senate seats in Indiana and Florida as they try to hold off the Democrats' bid to retake the Senate majority. With several races too close to call, control of the Senate depended on the outcomes in North Carolina, Missouri, New Hampshire, and elsewhere. Among the winners in Indiana, GOP Republican Todd Young beat former Democratic Senator Evan Bayh. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy has won an eighth term. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott, the South's first black senator since Reconstruction, won his first full term. This is VOA News.